few weeks later, with SEER training finished, Julia Thorne came to stay with Carrie in San Diego. One unseasonably hot afternoon in October, John Carrie and Julia Thorne, just back from a quick trip to Las Vegas, strolled around the San Diego Zoo in the bright sun, holding hands and talking about the Vietnam War. In just a few weeks, Carrie would be heading off to the Mekong Delta to risk his life for his country. When they got back to the parking lot, Thorne sat down on the hood of a random white Chevrolet sedan and proposed to Carrie. He agreed. She said it was understood that when he got back from Vietnam, they would get married. The couple decided to keep their engagement secret, telling only their closest family and friends they had taken the leap. On balance, Carrie found his time in San Diego pleasant. He enjoyed tooling around the city on a racing bicycle, often accompanied by Giles Whitcomb, his friend from Harvard, soaking in the ocean breeze and Mexican ambience and quaffing tall, lime-twisted Coronas to help him unwind. And yet, through all this relaxing, sunny fun, forever seeped the scent of war. At dusk, after each day of swift boat school, Carrie would bike back to his apartment, taking a shortcut through the Marine Corps recruit depot, past the dusty fields where hundreds of recruits sweated through calisthenics and other drills. On every fourth count, the entire mass of molded young bodies would jump up at once, shrieking, "Kill!" On some days, as Carrie cycled quietly by the fields, he would see an honor guard practicing the regimented rituals of military funerals, precision folding American flags into perfect tight triangles as bugles echoed with the haunting dirge of taps. One day, the honor guard drills coincided with the enlistees' calisthenics and the strains of taps.